I open my mailbox with a cleaning wipe. I wipe down the mail and then smother my hands with sanitizer. Welcome to my new normal, being abnormal during this pandemic. My county has only a few positive cases of COVID-19, but experts say numbers are deceiving and I should not feel safe. It's most likely here, surrounding me. Some say this virus monster is invisible, but I see it on TV every minute of every day, in headlines and in my wife's voice when she talks to our sons living in other states. The monster I see is fear, and like the bug itself, it's highly contagious. I know thousands die every year from the flu, along with many other diseases. We clearly live with all kinds of monsters, but this one is closing down countries. So here I stand, strapped with a pump-action bottle of germ-killing goo on my hip. To be honest, it's not the virus I fear as much as the devastation it leaves behind, the cleanup after the recovery. This country already had a raging fever before this virus hit our shores. So I hope the monster fear will not be replaced by the monster rage. Rage that's fueled by financial pain and ruin and blame and finger-pointing. Some say this crisis will bring out the best of us, pull us together. I hope so. And to all those naysayers, saying everyone is overreacting, that the sky is not falling, I say, wouldn't that be great? I hope you are right. I really do. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.